it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
What can I do for you?
Have you ever had one of those days where everything just went so perfect? You had so many things that happened that was good.
The perfect day?
Yeah. I've had one of the perfect days. I had like two or three people while I was on my way to work to stop me and say, you're doing such a great job. But just right now, it just feels like in the pit of my stomach, like I just can't be happy.
So are you suffering from depression?
Slightly. Yes, ma'am.
Have you talked to your doctor or somebody about it so you can get to the bottom of it and get over this?
I need to, but usually music helps, and I'm reading a book by Dale Carnegie, and that helps me focus down and everything. It's just that, I don't know, stress is just kind of building up on me.
Right, but if you're telling me work was good and people were complimentary and you've been productive, and yet in your heart you feel frozen or numb or like no matter what happens on the outside, you can't feel joy on the inside. Is that what you're telling me?
I guess it's like a mood thing because I've always been, music turns me around. But like I said, like you're right. I mean,
if this is something that just goes on, you know, once a week or once a month, yeah, maybe it's a mood thing.
I am on medication. I haven't taken it in a while because I was having a good little run.
Okay, but that's why you were having a good little run, you knucklehead, you. That's like a diabetic saying, I haven't had a coma for a while, so I'm not going to take my insulin. Right?
Yes, ma'am, you're right.
So don't be a knucklehead. When you get up in the morning, call your doctor and go see your doctor, all right, babe?
I really appreciate it.
You have a good night.
Turn away. Cause all the dreams you never thought you'd lose, tossed along the way. Letters that you never meant to send, get lost or thrown away.
Just feel like everybody is an art pro lately, and I just judge them on a hill. Too hard to hang out talking shit about your famous baby. Pierce through the heart of 90s guilt. Maybe I'm the problem, it's me.
Did you hear my covert narcissism? Like disguises altruism, like some kind of congressman.
Sarah, you'll be fine.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning.
For the last time.
People keep mentioning, now that I'm on TikTok and Instagram, people keep mentioning and saying, you should start a podcast. I did. We've had a podcast for a couple years now, and I'm really proud of it. It's really awesome. If you have never listened, I invite you to do that. We have two podcasts, actually, a short podcast called Hey, It's Delilah that you can listen to every day, and then a longer format podcast that drops twice a month called Love Someone with Delilah. So I invite you to find them, check them out wherever you download your podcast, and join me. Listen, I'd love to share them with you. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
One common misconception about any type of relationship is that it has to be easy to be right. The truth is, the best relationships happen when both people put in the time, love, and commitment to make them great. That might look like scheduling regular calls to keep up with a long-distance friend, improving communication with a partner, adapting to a colleague's working style, or reconciling a difference in values with a parent. But working on your relationships isn't easy, and sometimes you need a little support to navigate the most difficult and challenging parts, and that's where therapy can help. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime for no charge. There are so many different relationships in your life. Give them all some love with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tool for 10% off your first month.
Psst. Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh.
Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected. and help you make the most of your tax refund. When you switch to Boost, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A15 or Moto G Stylus 5G for free. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G networks so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost mobile store for a free Samsung Galaxy A15 or Moto G Stylus 5G. Requires port-in auto pay and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
100.1 KZST.
Driving is a serious problem that threatens everyone on the road. About 112 million times a year, U.S. adults drink too much and get behind the wheel. The number of drinking and driving episodes has been decreasing, but the danger is still very real. Crashes involving alcohol-impaired drivers kill nearly 11,000 people each year. If you're drinking, designate a non-drinking driver before you start, call a cab, or get a ride home. Never let your friends drink and drive. Even if you don't drink and drive, always wear your seatbelt and encourage everyone else in the car to buckle up too. Seatbelts reduce the risk of serious injuries and death in a crash by 50%. Remember, driving drunk is never okay. Choose not to drink and drive and help others do the same. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
received this letter from a listener that says, last year I was told I had stage one breast cancer. Then when I got into surgery, they realized it was actually stage two. After the pathology report came back, they said it was probably stage three. Just last week, I was told it had spread to my liver, and I am now in stage four. What has happened to me this year? Well, this is what I decided. Cancer didn't happen to me. My appreciation of how precious my family is happened to me. My love for my children has gone to what I now call stage four. Before this, I looked at my children and wondered if I was raising them right. They argued with each other. They just didn't show each other the amount of love I wanted them to show. I was so frustrated. I felt like a failure as a mother. Now I listen to every word they say. I spend every moment I can with them. I pray for them. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I just know in my heart that I want to create memories that will last for the rest of their lives and mine. This is my story, and I pray that every parent will look at their children and know what a blessing it is to have them. I also want everyone to know that God has a plan for their life. We may not agree with it or understand it, but we truly are in His hands.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Santa Rosa, Delilah is on KZST.
cómo fue que se olvidó.